From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is the Reverend Armin Tomassian, Senior Minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Pastor Tomassian is bringing a series of studies in Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians. Before today's message, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning by Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Romans chapter 14 and verse 8. We live unto the Lord. If God had willed it, each of us might have entered heaven at the moment of conversion. It was not absolutely necessary for our preparation for immortality that we should tarry here. It is possible for a man to be taken to heaven and to be found meet to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, though he has but just believed in Jesus. It is true that our sanctification is a long and continued process, and we shall not be perfected till we lay aside our bodies and enter within the veil. But nevertheless, had the Lord so willed it, he might have changed us from imperfection to perfection, and have taken us to heaven at once. Why, then, are we here? Would God keep his children out of paradise a single moment longer than necessary? Why is the army of the living God still on the battlefield, when one charge might give them the victory? Why are his children still wandering hither and thither through a maze, when a solitary word from his lips would bring them into the center of their hopes in heaven? The answer is, they are here that they may live unto the Lord, and may bring others to know his love. We remain on earth as sowers to scatter good seed, as plowmen to break up the fallow ground, as heralds publishing salvation. We are here as the salt of the earth, to be a blessing to the world. We are here to glorify Christ in our daily life. We are here as workers for Him, and as workers together with Him. Let us see that our life answereth its end. Let us live earnest, useful, holy lives, to the praise of the glory of His grace. Meanwhile, we long to be with Him, and daily sing, My heart is with him on his throne, and ill can brook delay. Each moment listening for the voice, rise up and come away.
A great day is coming, heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. Join with their loved ones who in Jesus Christ have died. There is eternal life in heaven to begin. And the Lord Himself will greet us. So much joy will fill that day. And with the smile of the proudest Father, He looks at us to say,
welcome home, children.
Desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. As Pastor Damasian continues this series from 1 Thessalonians, he'll bring the final portion of a message called Brotherly Love. The text is verses 9 and 10 of chapter 4, in which the Apostle Paul deals with the subject of relationships within the church. He says that in this matter, they are taught of God. This is true of everyone who has been born again by the Spirit of God. The Lord Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another, even as he had loved them. This love is to be demonstrated within the church by commitment of believers one to another. Rather than letting the differences smolder, offenses need to be worked out through honest discussion. This strengthens and solidifies the bond of love. Now to conclude this message, brotherly love, here is Pastor Armin Tomasian.
We are here doing life now in this world, facing the struggles, the battles together. And it may be easier to walk away, but that is not the will of God. It has to be worked out. It has to be talked out. This is how a community grows and becomes really strong. Not by, with every little disagreement, one walks away. Everyone in a marriage knows this. Does not the marriage grow stronger when you work out the difficulties, when you talk it out, when you communicate? And you learn and you understand and you live together according to knowledge, and it just grows in strength. And you become more committed to one another. And this is the way it should be in the body of Christ. Now again, for centuries, you had no choice. Because you didn't have a car. And your horse, if you had one, would only take you so far. And so you had whatever church that you could get to, which was probably not that far away. And you were going to be born there and you were going to die there. And so if something happened, you had to work it out. Not just hop in your car and in 15 minutes you can be at the other side in a completely different territory, area, with different people. Trying to ignore the problems. No, this is not how it's meant to be done, beloved. I wish that we had a mentality where we thought to myself, he can do anything. She can say anything. I'm going nowhere. We are absolutely committed to one another. Is that not what we want in marriage? That's what you want in the body of Christ as well. Absolute commitment. I am going nowhere. And if we're both that way, if both parties say, I am going nowhere, then we have to work it out. And we'll be the better for it. To be fiercely loyal. To have been in the trenches with those that you sit beside on the Lord's Day. To have gone through the difficulties, to have gone through the ups and downs, to have faced the hardships, to have confronted a brother with a sin, to have wept over it together and cried and prayed. Those are the things that make community. Those are the things that reflect the gospel and magnify the Lord in the body of Christ. Not just taking the easy way out. This is what it is to love. Demonstrates, not just far away, they demonstrated it. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. You're doing it, you're loving. You're loving one another. You're showing love to the churches out there. But are you doing it here? We beseech you, brethren, but you see that? But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. And verses 11 and 12 is going to go on and deal with practical things that relate to the local. We're not going to look at those verses today, but this is, I hope we get this point that yes, oh, I'm to love a brother, I'm to love all the brethren. That's fundamental. This shouldn't have to be stated really any more than it has already, but 1 John is, if you need a reminder of how much you have to love the brethren, just take 20 minutes and read through 1 John. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 1 John 4, verses 20 and 21, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And I'm not going to take time to go to John 13, and you see the Lord Jesus laying that out plainly again before his disciples. But the Lord's focus again is absolute commitment to one another. John 13. Washing one another's feet. Love one another. Commitment. Loyalty. Steadfastness. A sense of the interconnectedness of every member of the body. A sense that it should not be easy for us to walk away. To walk away is like the severing of a limb. The hacking off of a finger or a hand. It's not to be done lightly or easily. And if everyone takes the mentality and understand your own heart. It is easier to love those Christians that you don't really know. But you spend 10, 20 years with people, 30 years, 40 years with people. Sure, you're going to get hurt perhaps sometime. Something's going to be said. Something's going to be done. Something's going to rub you the wrong way. I remember when I preached over at the university the first time, and I made mention of text in Psalm 119, it seemed to resonate with a lot of people. Great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. And applying that, if I love the Lord's word, if I live in the fear of God, keeping his commandments, I don't need to be offended by anyone. I don't. Why should I be offended? Why? The one who judges, living in light of him and his ways. Someone has a problem with me, but I haven't done anything. I shouldn't be offended by something they might say, but I can go and talk to them. Offense is not something that should really be found among God's people. And again, this is increasing more in our generation. It's one of the great problems. It's being recognized that we can't even discuss anything anymore. We can't disagree without someone getting angry and upset and taking offense, and so we can't have political discussion. We can't discuss really any topic that may be a hot topic, economics or whatever it might be. We can't discuss these things because if we are on two sides, and two different sides, then someone's going to be offended. But God's people don't need to live that way. No. We can walk in the fear of God. If there's something legitimately wrong with our life that our brother points out, then we thank God. The wise man loves rebuke. It's a gift. It's a blessing to be rebuked and to know the truth of the word spoken to your heart. It's a precious thing. If you leave with nothing else in your heart, I want you to leave with a sense of deep loyalty. Loyalty purchased by the blood of Christ toward the saints. And to stop and don't enter into, if you're ever tempted, into the fantasy about perfect churches and perfect pastors and other perfect congregations and perfect families and perfect marriages and perfect children. They don't exist. They don't exist. Yes, there may be some that are doing better than others, but it's all, none of us are perfect. And we are here in the providence of God. You're sitting beside the people you're sitting beside. You're here in this congregation. You're part of this work. And if you ever have an issue, have before you say, I'm walking away, I can't cope with it. No, fierce loyalty, sticking it out. Sometimes having the bruises. The stories to go along with them. Looking back with gratitude to God. Loyalty. Oh, how God's people need to be loyal. I'll tell you something, if persecution comes, we'll not need to be. I won't need to preach this. If persecution comes, we'll have no choice. May God's people take lightly these matters. It's not the way we should be. Then brotherly love is developed. I'll not really say much more than just point out how brotherly love is developed. We beseech you, brethren, verse 10, that ye increase more and more. Increase more and more. There's always room for improvement. We said that recently. There's room for improvement. We can do better. And they were doing fantastically in terms of loving the brethren. There was much to commend them. But, and I think, again, if I understand context here, questions being sent, Paul's responding, as touching brotherly love, the question might be, help us here, we're lacking brotherly love, there's things going on. Verses 11 and 12 may give a little bit more light on that when we look at them, but there are things going on. The question is, how do we love one another? And the reality is, if you're really a child of God, you shouldn't have a problem with loving your brethren. But make sure and seek by the Lord's help that you increase more and more. Don't just love those that are at a distance from you. Love those that are right beside you. You remember when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers? They didn't know who he was, and there had been a couple of visits, and then finally he shows them who it is and what's going on, and there's much weeping and embracing and so on. When he sends them back to Jacob and to get the rest of the family that they might return and be provided for by Joseph and Goshen, he gives them a word. It almost comes out of nowhere. It seems as if, why did they say that? In Genesis 45, verse 24, so he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way. See that ye fall not out by the way. You know, nothing is new under the sun. They had just received the greatest news. They had just come to the reality that their brother that they thought was dead is not dead. And now they have this privilege of carrying this precious news to their father and sharing with him, Joseph is alive and better than that. He basically governs over Egypt, and he's invited us down so that we don't have to worry or panic anymore in the midst of this famine. He's going to take care of us, and we'll be provided for, and our families will be blessed if we go there and be under his care. Wonderful message. And you would think, with such a message, that they would go home rejoicing. But Joseph knows the heart of man. He knows as soon as they leave, they're going to go back to that day. And they're going to start pointing fingers. Was it not you that said about killing him? Was it not you that said about putting him into a pit? And was it not, you know, I'm not telling her dad the truth. You know, they start pointing fingers, start blaming one another, and in the midst of the most joyous occasion for the family, inroads will be made to create division. And Joseph can discern it. See that you fall not out by the way. And what a picture that is. Here are God's people, living, rejoicing in the gospel, the greatest message that ever we have heard, and we're treasuring it in our hearts, and we want to share it with others. And we should be of all people most joyful. And yet, how little it takes for us to get sidetracked and to begin to argue and bicker and say things that we shouldn't say and get offended and lose the sense of the joy of the salvation provided for us in Christ. Beloved, see that ye fall not out by the way. We are called to love one another. and a fervent, dedicated, loyal, committed, and God-honoring way. I'm thankful for the measure of love that there is. Do not interpret this message as the preacher standing thinking there's a problem. Not at all. But we come to these texts and they're just like Joseph, preempting the possibility. And there's always, always the accuser of the brethren to come in and just throw a little pebble and cause some ripples. Disunity among the body. Let us be so committed, absolutely committed, that he has no inroads to upset the unity of the body of Christ. May the Lord give us grace and help.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.